Hi, this is Tamika Riley, and welcome to this week's episode of the Kingdom Business Podcast.
Welcome to Kingdom Business, where we sharpen your iron so you can live that abundant life. And now, your virtual midwife, Tamika Riley.
Thank you for joining us. My name again is Tamika Riley. And on this, our very first episode of the Kingdom Business Podcast, what we want to do is to do an overview, just to kind of give you an idea of what we hope to accomplish with these podcasts. What we are, who we are, basically, is Kingdom Business. We have a presence on Roku. Our vanity code is KBBN for Kingdom Business Broadcasting Network. We also have a production company. In addition to that, we're adding this podcast because me individually, I felt this an urge to kind of do this. I felt this for quite some time. And even when I look back years, even in my youth, just amongst friends growing up, one of my favorite things to do would be to hear the hopes and the dreams of people and to try to do whatever I could to help connect the dots. If I didn't know, I wanted to try to find out, to help, you know, like arrows, point them in the right direction and shoot them forward. I love to see people's dreams come true. I love to see people walking in their potential, you know, to reach destiny. That never left me. Even now as an adult, I could look at someone, I could listen to someone, I could see what someone was doing, maybe on a smaller scale, and I could automatically see how dots could be connected to make it so much greater, to take it to a whole nother level, to change, you know, from operating on one level to, you know, take them to another level. Sometimes I would say something and sometimes I wouldn't, but during the times that I wouldn't, it still would be in my heart, in my belly, so to speak, to where it's like, man, if she would just do this and do this and do this, oh my God, you know, that kind of thing. They may have no clue. They don't know. They don't recognize it, or maybe they don't understand. And a lot of times it's a wisdom issue. One saying that I think about a lot is how the graveyard is one of the richest places on earth, because there's businesses there. There are dreams there. There's wealth there that was never tapped, never dreamed, never realized, never fleshed out. These people had witty ideas and creative inventions, and they never acted on it. Faith without works is dead. A lot of times we can sit in a church on a pew and we can say, I receive it all day long. But faith without works is dead. Even the world will tell you that. It came out, I don't know how many years ago. I know it's been over 10. It was called The Secret. And the whole book, you see the world, you know, reaping the benefits of biblical principles, because that entire book, if you break it down, people who believe, who say they don't believe in the Bible, they'll believe in that book, they'll swear by that book, and oh, it works, and this and this and this. But every single part of that book, there's nothing in there where you can't find a scripture that backs it up. There are so many different books and self-help programs and things that where people swear by that borrow from the Bible, but the Bible doesn't borrow from anyone. Without works, if we can say, I receive it all day long, and in the church, sometimes, you know, you see some of the poorest people, some people, you know, in run over shoes, catching the bus, their testimonies are things like, you know, God helped me to pay my rent. You know, they barely made it, or it could have been worse, but I thank God. No, that's not life abundantly. That's not living life abundantly. That's not what God sent us here to do, to struggle, scratch out a living and die. That's not displaying his glory. You're not going to go to somebody all run over, all broke, busted and disgusted, and convince them to join you. Join me in this lifestyle. Join me in this church. You believe in God for your next meal. That's not attractive. You're not drawing people to God. You're not displaying his glory. From a business standpoint, when he gave people talents and he sent them to the earth, those that hid those talents in the earth, he was angry with those people. You unprofitable servant. You know, in the scriptures, it doesn't say to the earth, but that applies to us as well. I sent you here and I gave you all these talents. What did you do with it? The ones that multiplied them, he gave more. And the ones that just kind of hid them in the earth, you know, that which they had was taken from them and it was given to the one that was actually doing something with it. From experience, I know that there are those who will scoff and mock at what I'm saying. Listen, if you're listening with the wrong ear, or you're being suspicious of everybody's motives. The love of money is the root of all evil, but money itself is not the root of all evil. Because when you think about it, if you look at your prayer list, the majority of your prayer points could probably be answered with money. And if God gives you a vision or something that he wants you to do for his kingdom, and you can't afford to do it, what a shame. Are you going to go to the people in the world, the people with means, and give them a sob story to try to get them to give into your vision and then turn around and invite them to church? Are you walking around believing God for your next meal? He's yet given you the power to create wealth, and you're trying to draw people to your God, and you've shown them by your very walk that he can't manifest a bologna sandwich. It's not that your treasures are laid up, you know, in the earth. Your treasures are supposed to be laid up in heaven. God is our source, and it's okay for God to provide and to give you provision for your vision. It's not a wicked thing, and it doesn't mean that you're walking around with the love of money. And I feel like I have to explain this because of what I've encountered when I've spoken about this before, and I've seen it all the time. Poverty is not synonymous with humility. It's not the same thing. When the Lord became poor, he became poor in spirit. Imagine being God himself and humbling yourself to the point to where you would allow your own creation to rip you to shreds, nail you to a piece of wood, and kill you. I mean, that's the level of humility that, I mean, who could do? Could you humble yourself? If you were God, could you humble yourself to that degree? Imagine bowing down to ants and letting an ant, you know, or it's something that you created, allowing it to, in essence, rip you to shreds. He did humble himself. Yes, he was born in a manger, but not because they were homeless. They were on their way to take a census, and there was no room at the inns. They were all booked up. That was the place that was available. They were not homeless and wretched people. And when God says that he gives you the power to create wealth, think about it. When he gave the visions to the priests would have to go to the kings, not only for the authority, but also for the means, the finances, in order to carry out what God had given them to do, or to go where God was sending them to go. Now, God has made you both kings and priests. What do you think that means? For God to give you something to do and you not to be able to afford to do it, it's a frustrating thing. It really is. But look at your prayer points and what you're asking God for and what you're believing God for. But yeah, I've been around that circle with people before. But if this isn't something that you feel that you agree with or can, you know, we don't need any scathing emails. But I did want to make that point because there are people who abuse that. And I can't lie and say that there aren't any, you know, tares among the wheat. But that doesn't mean the wheat has to go without and suffer just to prove a point. And so what God gives us, when God gives us hopes and he gives us dreams, and sometimes the enemy can come to you and he can punch you in your mind. He can use past experiences, the words that were spoken out of the mouths of men, you know, and to try to punch you in your mind and to make you feel like you can't. You're not adequate. You could never do that. Do you know anybody in your family who's ever reached that level? How dare you dream so big? The audacity. Where do you think that dream came from? You can. And hopefully, prayerfully, we'll bring something to you on this podcast that will help you to be able to accomplish that. That's our goal. We'd like to be able to connect the dots for people who have goals, who have dreams and visions and hopes, and are just at a loss for which direction or how to get started. You can only talk to so many people individually, but collectively, with the podcast, you can reach many. There may be someone with the exact same question that you have. And while this week may not be your week, maybe next week we'll bring on someone who can help answer your questions. There's people who are where you're trying to get to. There's people who have fallen in holes that you don't have to fall into. Just like we say about those who went before us, they went through it so you didn't have to. Same way with the people that we hope to be talking to. We like to bring on guests and speak with people who maybe who've been in your chosen field for maybe 20 years, and they can take those decades and condense them into moments. And in a 30-minute, 45-minute podcast, you can get the answers to your questions, and you can save so many years of frustration and shine light in areas where there was some darkness before. That's what we want to do. That's why we say Kingdom Business, and the tagline is "Your light has come." That is the desire. We'd like to shed light where there may be some darkness. If there's a question that you have, please write in and ask. Again, my name is Tamika Riley, and I am myself or someone on my team will come together and we'll find those answers for you. Now, we won't be able to get to everyone. You know, every episode may not deal with your niche. Your niche is like a chosen market, whatever your focus is. You know, if your business is dealing with real estate, or if you're dealing with passive income, ways to create multiple streams of income, side hustles that can bring you income, things like that, you know, mortgage, how to clean up your credit, remove obstacles to home ownership, whatever it is, we'd like to bring that information before you. And again, this is our very first episode, so it won't be long. I did want to kind of come on and kind of introduce myself, what the vision is for this podcast. There may be some tips, some tools, some resources. I know there's some things that I learned the hard way. Even in business, there was a time when I was starting over. I had absolutely nothing, literally I had nothing, and began to, you know, try to do business. I didn't have a lot of the funds that that other people had. But if you looked at my website, and if you looked at some of the things that the Lord blessed me to accomplish, you wouldn't have known it. I would go and I would talk to clients and they would say, okay, so this is you. We thought you were some, you know, big corporation out of so-and-so. As far as they knew, you know, I wouldn't tell them I wasn't. Hey, I'm a representative of this company. You know, think what you will, but I'm here to gain your business. But there were a lot of loopholes, a lot of tips, a lot of tricks at that time. It was, maybe 12 years ago, I would say, 10 years ago. But I was in an apartment. The Lord bless is that was a supernatural placement. But at the time, Wi-Fi wasn't as locked down as it is now. You could get on your neighbor's Wi-Fi, which I did. I found an open Wi-Fi. At the time, there was a device called Magic Jack. And you plug it into your USB drive and you could get phone service. So I would talk to clients that way. And I would get on and I would learn. Open source things. You know, if there was a software that I needed and I wasn't able to buy it, I would, you know, Google search open source, you know, and then that the name of that software. And 9 times out of 10, I would be able to find a free version of something similar to be able to accomplish the same thing that I would have been able to accomplish if I had spent thousands of dollars on that software. So I was able to set myself up to be able to look like, you know, a large corporation, even though it was me in a room with no furniture and a computer. It was a learning experience. It was a trying time and it was a learning experience. But I remember during that time, the Lord said to me, your problem is not finances. Your problem is wisdom. Because I would ask the Lord, you know, I need this. I need that. How am I going to do this? You're giving me this vision, but how am I going to accomplish it? And I don't have resources. He said, your problem is not provision. Your problem is wisdom. And he began to show me things and to teach me things and open up things to me, reveal things to me, point me in the right direction, show me how to get things done. You know, there would be days, you know, to where I would be going places and he would say, go here, go there. And he would literally order my steps. But that came in the secret place, getting in his face, getting in his presence, spending time just soaking in his presence. And then just being, you know, there is a place. That's all I'll say. If you haven't guessed by now, I am a Christian. And if that offends you, perhaps this is not the podcast for you. It's not a requirement for you to be a listener or for you to receive. But please know, what's in me is going to come out of me, and he is in me. But again, this is a podcast and I hope it blesses you. Again, we do pray to be able to say something, to expose something, to reveal something, whether it's individually or through the guests that we'll bring on, that will turn on a light for you. We don't want you to take your hopes and your dreams to the grave. We don't want you to have, you know, because I know a lot of you have experienced to where Lord has given you and maybe you didn't realize that it was from him. You know, when we sow seeds, we're thinking, okay, well, the Lord is going to bless you. Well, a lot of times it may be an idea, $1 million idea. And if you just shrug it off and you don't do anything with it and you see somebody else killing it 2, 3, 5 years later with that same vision and that idea, and they're making all of this money, you think, dang, why didn't I do that? It was given to you to do. But Faith without works is dead. We can sit on a pew and we can say, I receive it all day long, but you have to do the work. It's not going to knock on your door. There's no magical moment in the future to where you're just going to wake up and you're this many years old and you're automatically walking in this particular position at this particular level with this particular amount of money. Start now. Walk out your future now. If that's where you want to be, start. Get started. Like the saying goes, you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to start to be great. You can have all the anointing in the world and possess all the wisdom in the world. Do something. You can do it. Don't let nobody tell you you can't. Don't let anybody stop you. My desire, because I know what it's like to be told that you can't, that you're nothing, to have names hurled at you, to have your spirit beat down, for the enemy to use the mouths of men to try to tear you apart and to make you feel like you're lower than dirt. But God, when he comes along and he shows you who you really are, and who you are in him and who he is in you, and he convinces you with him all things are possible. Once you get that, oh my God, you are unstoppable. But this has been on my heart because when I finally learned who I was in him and who he is in me, the authority that I had over the things that were coming against me, the things that he began to reveal to me and to teach me, that desire in me to see people manifest their dreams never left me. You know, like even in youth, when you would see someone, oh, I want to do this, or I want to write a book, or, you know, you would run into, I had a couple of friends who were foster kids and they wanted to find their families, or another friend who wanted to do art, another friend who wanted to do this and that. They had dreams and visions that God had given them. They may not have known where it came from, but there was a desire in their heart. The desire in my heart was always to see it come to pass. And even now I could look at someone doing something on a certain scale and it's like, boom, it'll just come to me. Oh man, if they would just do this, or, you know, they could do this or that. They may not know that. And sometimes I wouldn't say a word because it's like, you know, what to me seemed like common knowledge. Everybody doesn't know what you know. There's things right now that you can do. You can wake up. There's things that you can do in your sleep that I may need. I don't know anything about it. You could be the answer to my prayer, and vice versa. And we hope to interview the answer to your prayer. Someone who has walked down a path, who's bumped their head and can tell you, look, don't go that way. Don't try it. Do it this way. Go here. Go there. They can shave years of frustration and seeking and time consuming, you know, searches, shave years off the time of your manifestation. That's the goal. That's what we're here to do. And we pray that during this podcast that it will bless you. If so, we pray that you will share it with your friends. I'm doing this just, you know, out of a desire in my heart to help others, you know, to try to shed some light, to be some light, you know, in a place that's increasingly dark. Light shines brightest in darkness. So again, my name is Tamika Riley. This is the desire, the goal of the Kingdom Business Podcast. And again, if you have questions, if you need information, drop us a line, send us an email, what have you, visit our website. But we do pray that if you are seeing this on social media, on YouTube or where have you, please like and subscribe, click the bell so that you can be notified. We thank you for listening. I look forward to speaking with you in the coming weeks. We're going to be talking to you about some tools to pay off your mortgage in 5 to 7 years is coming up. We have another episode where we're going to be talking about credit, cleaning up your credit report. We have another episode in the works where we're going to be talking about tools. Say you have a business and you don't know where to start. You have a business idea. You don't know where to start. You don't know where to go. Well, we're going to be bringing you some tools, some resources, sample business plans, connecting the dots with people who've been where you're trying to get to, pointing you in the right direction. And hopefully that'll bless you. And I hope that you enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you. Again, my name is Tamika Riley with Kingdom Business. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Business Podcast. For archives of more podcasts like these and tons of other resources for your success, join us at www.tamikariley.com.